Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host, and the Alma G Foundation is calling on the public to take part in its second annual Walk a Mile in Their Shoes to raise funds to help eradicate domestic violence. And joining me, the founder, Alma G. Davis. How are you, Alma?
I'm good, Twanda. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, first of all, talk about the Alma G. Foundation, Alma G. Davis Foundation, and what you do.
Yes, we were founded in 2005, and we're headquartered here in Atlanta, and our mission is to educate, empower, and celebrate survivors of domestic violence and help them achieve economic and self-sufficiency. Mm-hmm. Looking at the numbers of one out of every four women and one out of every seven men having to have experienced domestic violence, mm-hmm. it is our goal to help eradicate this locally and globally and help people understand this situation, make it a national movement, a national topic, because it's happening every day,
yes.
and do what we can to help women and young girls in these situations get out of them and start mm-hmm. their life back over.
Mm-hmm. I see that. One of the statistics say that the CDC reports that 30% of women in Georgia between the ages of 14 and 44 have been assaulted by an intimate partner at least once.
Yes, Georgia is rated number 9 in the country for domestic violence.
And my goodness.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And again, you know, those are not true numbers because only 5% of domestic violence cases are reported.
Right.
So if the rest of the 95% really did report, what astronomical numbers would we really be
mm-hmm.
at?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think over the years, and we've all seen it, it's just getting worse and worse. And now a lot of domestic violence is fatal.
Yes. Yes, we see so many cases. And again, you just said a key word. It's getting worse and worse because mm-hmm. we are normalizing it.
Yes.
We're not
yes.
seeing it as a problem or an issue. We're just brushing another under the rug. We're mm-hmm. not talking about it. And that's what our goal is. And that's what we're going to change. No, it needs to stop because violence begets violence.
Yes.
And I think so much stuff is going on in our country today. Well, not just United States, all over,
yeah.
because we don't discuss this. We don't look at it as being an issue. You know, even when I look at the young boys on TV or video fighting each other, women fighting mm-hmm. each other, girls on girls, these are learned behaviors behind of what they've been exposed to behind closed doors.
Right.
So we have got to get to the bottom of eradicating this domestic violence that's going on between and family violence that's going on in order to try to get a handle on all the violence that's taking place all over.
You know, I know we hear it all the time, but talk about, if you will, what we need to do when we see, and we know, we hear it, we see it. People come to work with black eyes, bandaged up. Oh, I fell down the steps. You know, whatever it is, what do we need to be doing to help somebody else in that situation?
Number one, we need to acknowledge, and I think we do a great job at ignoring things, and that has got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy for us to turn a blind eye because we think it doesn't have anything to do with
us.
It's
not our business, you know?
Right, which is absolutely incorrect
mm-hmm.
because we all know at least four women, whether it's your mother, auntie, sister, grandma, that has been affected by this, meaning when I say we know four women, if the statistics are one out of four, we know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it does affect us. It does affect what our children are being exposed to, even our boys. For myself, I am a survivor. I grew up in that kind of household. So at 14 years old, I had my first set of black eyes from another 14-year-old who saw this.
Wow.
And that became our norm. And it's not fair. It's not fair as a child that this is what you're being taught. And it's damaging our kids so far greater than we even acknowledge or talk about. And these kids grow up to be adults,
right.
dysfunctional adults.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And not knowing any other way of life other than
right.
violence, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And
not knowing how to have a disagreement without having to verbally demoralize you, physically hit you, control you, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sad state that we're in because we will not address this issue. This needs to be a topic of discussion at the dinner table all the time.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, I knew a family where the son-in-law and the man's daughter was living in the house with him, and the son-in-law was beating his daughter and isolating them, made them stay in the room for days in this man's house.
Wow.
And only let them come out to eat, and he told them what they could eat and made them go back in the room. It was her a baby and a little boy who was about six. And this man did this for weeks on end, and the father never said one word.
And I have an issue with that.
Oh, God, I did too.
I mean, because how do you allow that to happen under your roof? But it goes back to generational things. And when we dig deep, I mean, why was the father acceptable to that and allow it happen? Maybe he probably has some issues where he is okay with that or he's done it. But when do we as mothers, fathers, parents, you know, when do we as a society say, listen, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. Look at the damage that's being done to our women, to our children. And every child has a mother, you know, so it, I have a real issue with that. And I have an issue with other people that know it because other people have to know it besides that father. And they don't step in and say, look, no, we're not going to let this happen to our women. We're not going to let this happen to our children. Yeah. It has to be stopped.
Well, I tell you, I was the big mouth in this situation. I was like, you're a coward. You're this. I called him all kinds of names. You need help. And you know, but I tried to support her, but she was so afraid of him. And she was, her self-esteem was so damaged that she stayed in the relationship. Now, I don't know if they're still together. They finally moved away from everybody. So I guess he could control her more. He said, I'll show you guys. And they moved away from everybody. But I often think about her and the children. I really do.
And that's sad because a part of domestic violence, number one, is control. Mm-hmm. It's the mental abuse, the verbal abuse. The physical is the last part. So the damage has already been done.
Absolutely.
You know, to that point. Mm-hmm. And for him to be able, even for that father, to let his child leave and be even more in an isolated situation is terrifying. And my heart goes out. We see every day when women now are getting killed because of this.
Yes.
And it's not just affecting the women. It's affecting even our boys. A statistic show that boys between the ages of 16 and 21, that 85% of them that go to jail, they're going to jail because they have murdered their mother's abuser. So now we are ruining these boys' life for the rest of their life because they're trying to save their mother.
Wow, that's deep. That is
deep.
It is. But I can
it's very
that.
Deep.
My kids would do it. My boys would do it. So I would understand that.
Right. So as an advocate, it is my job, as our foundation's job, as our community job, to step in and try to save everybody, not just the mother, but those innocent children that
family.
Are being affected.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing people don't tie in together, child abuse.
Yes.
You know, if I could care less about abusing you as a mother, I abuse the kids.
Mm-hmm.
90% of children that are child abused is because they're in a domestic violence situation.
Right. And a lot of times it is mom's boyfriend. It's not even the husband.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
When I fostered, I had a lot of kids that came in, and finally, when they opened up, talked about the abuse of the different men that mom had in.
Yes.
So it was it was horrible.
So we, through our foundation, we try to train and teach our ladies different things. From number one, how do you, if you've been in this situation, how do you see a warning sign?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are the red flags? Number one, pulling your self-esteem up enough to see your value, you're loved, you're not in this by yourself, reversing the thinking that you have about yourself that you can make better choices.
Mm-hmm.
We provide financial training, so because that's a major component of domestic violence. People stay in these
Absolutely.
Situations because they can't get away financially.
They can't afford it, that's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so for us, that's a big piece of our program. What we do is we teach you, what do you need? Let me give you pre-employment skills, training. We bring in our corporate partners to come help us do training, whether it's resume writing, whether it's, you know, learning how to do mock interviews.
Yeah.
And then from that, we empower the women and girls that we work with by placing them in job placements with our corporate partners, you know, giving them, taking the tools that we've given you, now use them.
That's right.
And getting yourself set up financially and economically, you know, to where you can sustain and protect your children.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, we celebrate them about what they're doing. And one of the great pieces of how we empower them and empower and invite the community out is through our walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you mentioned our walk. We want to educate the community for people to see this is more than what you think is happening.
Mm-hmm.
This is happening all around you every 9 seconds. Every 9 seconds.
Seconds.
So as long as we've been on the phone, if you can imagine how many women have been abused.
Absolutely.
Wow. You know, So every 9 seconds this is happening. So let's come together as a country, as a community, and say enough is enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Walk a mile in their shoes, Saturday, October 3rd, 2015. So tell us about the walk. It's a 5K run, 1 mile walk, right?
Yes, and I love the walk because the one big piece of it, if you decide to walk instead of run, mm-hmm. you're a partner with a real survivor, whether that's a male, female,
nice.
Or child.
Mm-hmm.
And as you walk together, they share their story with you, so you're truly walking a mile in their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens up for so many things to happen, for people to understand and hear from a survivor and the toll that it's taken on their life. And on the reverse side, we have so many people, men and women, that come out and say, hey, I've never talked about this, but I'm a survivor myself.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell where it's going to start from and how can people get involved?
Okay. It's very easy. They can go to our website, www.almagdavisfoundation.org, and you can click on right there to register. The walk, we start at the Park Tavern right beside Piedmont Park, and we actually run the 5K and do the 1 mile walk on the Atlanta Beltline. So they get to see the Atlanta Beltline,
nice.
Enjoy the scenery from that,
mm-hmm.
and then afterwards we come back to the Park Tavern and do a closeout ceremony. It starts at 8 o'clock a.m., and you can come. You can pre-register. We encourage people to pre-register online, but we will have registration open that morning at 7 a.m.
All right, AlmaGDavisFoundation.org is where you need to go. And it's October 3rd. So we
October
don't 3rd,
yeah. yes.
Yeah.
And October is National Domestic Violence Month, so
exactly.
it's a great way to kick off the month,
mm-hmm.
to get involved, to come out with the community, and just be educated and learn and hear for yourself. And more than anything, be free if you are a survivor. And to wonder if I can, if we have people listening that are survivors,
mm-hmm.
I just want to share with you and say to you, listen, you are not by yourself. We are here. There are so many people, and there are so many resources out here to try to help you get out of this situation, help you be safe, and more than anything, help your children be safe. Please feel free. Call our office, 678-957-9464. Reach out to us. If you're needing to get out of that situation, there are places that people can help you with. We can help you get to those places, as well as help you get a safety plan. And if I could give a couple of quick tips, you know, if you're in this situation, have a plan. Try to get a plan to get you and your children out. I don't care if that's a key word. When you tell your
mm-hmm.
kids, listen, when mommy says Nike, don't ask me questions,
let's go.
You know, but you mm-hmm. have got to start thinking about yourself and your children, if you have kids, because your value, you're worth more than the situation that you're in right now. And we want to help you find that true love for yourself.
All right. Go to AlmaGDavisFoundation.org for more information. Alma, thank you so much, and we look forward
thank
to
you.
The walk.
All right. Thank you.